Good morning, my beautiful listeners. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's the 17th of January.
I thought you were going to say December.
Yes. Yeah, this Saturday is very beautiful. And it's exactly 2 minutes past nine, and you are listening to Social Times with the Francina. Of course, I'm your favorite Francina, and the other one is just Francina. And
oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because but we share the same name.
But I'm the favorite.
Wow, okay. Let's not debate. It's not the about junior. Debating today, so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And today I quite have an interesting topic for you guys, a discussion. And before I bore you with everything, I need to put you, oh, my embouché. But I know now you come. Okay.
Where are the manners? Anyways, mm-hmm. A very good morning to you, Ekel FM listeners. You are now listening to Social Times with the Francinas, like my embouché has said. And we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And today we have something interesting for you guys, and our topic for today is breaking in silence, if I'm not mistaken, Boucher.
Hmm?
Breaking in silence, right?
Mm, no.
So we are going through a lot, guys. We are going through a lot. We are suffering, but we
silent pain.
But we have the fear of speaking up, and we have our reasons of also not speaking up, right? Because there's so much judgmental after you have spoken up, or you become the joke of the day. Or just after you have spoken up to someone, or they end up going to call the next person to like, did you hear?
Mm. Hmm?
So we are going to have a discussion on this, and what ways or how can we overcome this, because we are a lot that are going through a lot. Even us ourselves seated here in studio, we are going through a lot. We are also suffering in pain.
Yeah.
Everyone is suffering in pain. So we're going to talk, and we can also give you guys, the listeners, a chance to also share your side, and you know, for us to engage on this topic, you know, so everyone will be welcome. The platform will also be yours.
Mm.
So you share your opinion on what we'll be having with you today, and also add what we have left out on whatever we are going to share with you today. And you can also listen from your from the app. You can go on our website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can go on our website and tune in to listen. And also, if you have missed out on any show from the previous days or months, you can obviously go on our podcast, and that's, like I said, on www.eaglefm.com, and search for any date or the name of the show, if you remember, and enter the date, and then you can catch up yourself with whatever you have missed out on. But before that, before we dive into what we have for you,
yes,
we are going for a short musical break. Do stay tuned. Do not leave the frequency. Get comfortable and be ready to listen to what we have for you as from us, the presenters.
And change. So when I need space, that's where I go, a place to escape that nobody knows, where I feel free to let things go and face this evil that burdens my soul.
I bring my hatred, I pack my pain. All the emotions I cannot explain. It's where I found God and filled that hole. It's He, myself, and I on that lonely dirt road. I tried my best to plant the seeds and then I watered everything that was in my life. But as a man, the only flowers that you get are when you're 6 feet under on the day you die. I think I feel the pain my father felt. It's finally sinking in. Looking back, all I see is his eyes. He said that house is not a home unless you build it on respect, with some kids and a loving wife. If these walls could talk, I'd bet they'd say it's all my fault. That I don't try hard, that I ain't man enough, that I ain't standing up, that I just burn everything that my hands touch. If these walls could talk, I'd bet they'd say I'm to blame. That I'm the one who put myself inside of all of these chains. That my addictive personality's what ran them away. And that I hurt myself by staying quiet and not explaining. And I'm broken in places I can't even see. I know there's gotta be a heaven, cause the hell that's in me is taking a dangerous toll that I'm paying with all of my soul. When I need space, that's where I go. A place to escape that nobody knows. Where I feel free to let things go and face this evil that burdens my soul. I bring my hatred, I pack my pain. All the emotions I cannot explain. It's where I found God and filled that hole. It's He, myself, and I on that lonely dirt road.
Alright, welcome back, my beautiful listeners. It's exactly 9 minutes past nine.
9:09.
Yeah, and yeah, we listen to Dax. That's Dax. He certainly said where he goes when he's feeling down. He goes on the road alone. And yeah, people have different ways of going through things. Some people listen to music, some people take a walk, some people take a run, some people eat, yeah, some
depends
people
which
drink.
Whichever one that suits you, that, you know, gives you peace or brings peace to you or gives you a peace of mind,
yeah,
and all that.
Have you ever suffered in silence?
Definitely that is. And you know how painful it is, ne? You know, like, for me, I have trust issues. So, you know, as much as you feel like, you always think, you go deep and you even think of everyone in your life that you can think of, that you know, that you feel like, okay, this one, I can trust them, with opening up to them what I'm going through. It's not about you fear that whatever you're shared with is going to be spoken out. Yes, there's some that will speak out whatever you're shared with them, although they won't mention the name, but it's still not good. But that was not when I was young. But now as I'm growing, you know, it's when you get to study people and all that, it's when you can see that, okay, maybe I can trust this person with whatever I'm going through. You know, it's so painful, ne? You are going through something, and you have thought of everyone that you thought, you think of, that you can speak to, and get an idea or solution to it. And when now you go open up to someone, you feel relieved, right? But sometimes there are some that needs, when they open up to you, they want your opinion, whatever I'm going to share with you. And now you find that you have shared with whatever you're going through, you are now relieved because you have spoken out. But now you want an answer now. Now, when you get the answer, now this person that you have maybe shared with whatever you're going through didn't give you an answer that you wanted, like, or didn't give you an opinion, you know? It's at least if someone has given you an opinion is better than someone that you open up to, and now they fail to you know, to give their response to whatever you have shared with them, and it will make you feel like they don't care, or it make you feel like what you are sharing with them, it's not valid or something. So, fear also, you know,
fear,
uh-huh. Yes, like I also have the fear. Mm-hmm. I had the fear, but now I'm getting better. But I had the fear of opening up because you'd be like the judgment. And you know what also sometimes contributes to fear, ne? Mm. It's when you see things happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
You see things circulating on social media of someone that has opened up,
mm-hmm.
and then now it's a whole joke. It becomes a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'd be like, oh, what if now it's me? You want to share your what we are going through, but you have the fear of you find yourself on social media, or you find what have you spoken or shared with this person, you find it being shared or circulating on social media,
mm.
which is something painful. And this can lead now into even committing suicide. This is where most people are committing suicide, because they are breaking in silence because of the fear of speaking up.
You are right, Mbushe. You mm-hmm. are right. Because nowadays you cannot really trust anyone because of the social media that came. And people are trying to chase clout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because the person wants followers, they will tend to share your stories mm. with other people. And then it will become a whole joke, like you said. And you can even, if you tell somebody what you're going through, obviously they are not going to keep it to themselves. And you have a fear of trusting people, because people, they cannot be trusted.
Mm.
And they have this thing, apparently, on Timange Kaushombanga, but this person came to you because they trusted you and they needed to get something off their chest. And another thing is that, especially when it comes to men, everybody expects a man to be strong. And they'll be like, oof, that one is crying, he was dumped. And then they all laugh at him. And then tomorrow when he's going through something, he's not going to trust anybody because he'll be scared to be laughed at.
And you know why, going into now gender,
mm-hmm.
so we can obviously touch on why men suffer in silence and why mm-hmm. women suffer in silence.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things why you find men suffering in silence,
mm-hmm.
it's the cultural conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you being taught from your youth that emotions equals to weakness, you know. So if you try to show your emotions as a man, it will be like you are weak.
Mm, you are very weak.
Yes. Now you are going through something, you so much want to speak up, but you think of, they are going to laugh at me.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to say I'm a weak man. Let's use an example of a man being abused by a wife or by a girlfriend or by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? You are there suffering, and sometimes now the question is the killing and those, all the sorts of things that is happening in our country and all that. Hmm? Sometimes you wonder, a man killed a certain lady or wife or girlfriend, but you don't know how we women also provoke men. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have and you know there are some people that are short tempered. This man is a quiet person. Let me say for example, let me give a scenario. This man is a quiet man,
mm.
and he doesn't beat, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And we women now, because you see that if you feel like he's weak,
mm-hmm.
you are pushing his forehead, you are doing whatever you feel like you are even slapping him, but he's just quiet. And you know, such people at the end of the day when they get tired, the day they decide, then you can end up being killed.
Mm.
Now as men, he's being abused at home by the wife or girlfriend. Now he's scared to go to the station and speak up that he's going through this, because he think of, I'll be laughed at.
Mm.
And he's thinking of seeing himself on social media or his name on social media, or he sometimes can be kept anonymous.
Mm.
You know, on social media that you are abused. Although the name was not mentioned, you feel like you are betrayed here.
Mm.
And that is how now a person, as a man, he has a fear of, no, I'm not going to speak up. What the best thing is for me just to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the gender in our country, the male gender is the one that's stopping in terms of when it comes to committing suicide and all that.
Yeah.
So they want to speak up. But just to think of them being judged and all that and being laughed at that he's weak and all that. So cultural conditioning is one of the things, you know, when you are apparently raised up that as a man you shouldn't show your weakness because you'll be disrespected and all that. But he's also a human being. Yeah. Men are also human beings. Mm-hmm. They also go through things. They also have emotions. Mm-hmm. It's not only us women. But then it's okay to break down in tears in front of a lady. And you know when you see a gentleman breaking down in tears in front of you, that person is really hurt. Mm. And you know, you don't know what they go, when they're all alone, you don't know what they go through.
Exactly.
And that's why they always consider committing suicide is a solution, because what's the point of speaking up? Yeah, I'm going to be the joke of the day. And you know, men go through a lot. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to show it. You know, sometimes there can be financial problems whereby family members are putting you on pressure here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one is saying this, this one is saying this. If you have a child with someone, the baby mama is giving you stress and, you know, all that. And then now you tried to explain that I'm unable to, I can only reach this limit. Then they start saying, what kind of men are you? Look at other men are working and they are getting married and they are doing what?
Mm-hmm.
And then this, all these words, they make you think of all the things that people say around you. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, I feel like I'm useless, man. It's best I end my life so I can give them space and peace to all that, because I feel like I'm disturbing them, you know. So they end up doing unnecessary things because of all this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So another thing is also a fear of being a burden. Mm-hmm. You know, when you feel like, no, if I share my problem, people are also going through their problems, and if I add mine, I'll just end up burdening them.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, Mbushane,
mm-hmm.
When if we go really to gender, men are the ones that suffer in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a man, everybody believes every man needs to be strong, which is really wrong.
Mm.
And I have a question for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really wrong as a man just to tell a fellow male that, don't worry, brother, we love you and we got you? That can you, why is it really wrong for another guy?
I asked this question one day.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just asked people from our house. I'm like, would you tell your other male friend,
just to
post them on social media, like, I love you?
Exactly.
I even asked one of our colleagues from here, that I asked them, will you tell your colleagues that I love you? Apparently they feel like it's giving them another gender.
Mm.
It's making them feel like the love is like as if he's in a relationship with a person.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So I'm like, okay, but at least just to say, now put an emoji. If you don't want to say that I love you. Just put an emoji.
Mm.
Apparently I'm like, your own blood brother now. If you maybe feel like another stranger, a friend or a colleague, you want to say, I love you. And then you just say, I love you. Even just say, I love you, my brother.
I love you.
I love you, bro. I love you. Just, you know, you can always find a way of expressing the love, not just by saying, I love you, you know, using it a different, but I think for them, as long as they are there for each other, that's their love language.
No,
I think that's a way of saying, I love you. Like, or maybe sometimes they'll be like, I got you, bro. Maybe that, but like, but I got you, it means like, or like, I'll always be there for you, bro. Like, maybe that's how maybe they express the way of, I love you.
But Mbushane, if I come to you, like, I'm crying and all that, ne? And I'll be like, I feel like nobody loves me. And you'll be like, no, Mbushane, we love you.
Mm.
Why is it wrong for a man, eh, to go to another man crying, and then that man will be like, no, don't worry, we love you, or I love you, and I got you. What is wrong with the I love you when it comes to telling your friend or your brother that you love them? It doesn't make sense, because it's not wrong to tell a brother that you love them.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
But then for them, apparently they have a way of saying I love you, but not saying I love you.
But men also, but those are the things.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, when you feel like, no, if I go to this bra of mine, they are gonna laugh at me, and then they are gonna make me feel like, they are gonna feel like I'm a coward,
mm-hmm.
because I'm opening up.
Yeah, but anyways, another thing of that you find why men are also suffering in silence is,
mm-hmm.
I think you mentioned that stigma whereby you say the fear of being judged,
mm-hmm.
seen as a failing or betraying traditional masculine roles. Sometimes you feel like you're betraying your traditional masculine roles and all that. And also learned behavior, you know, growing up in environments where men didn't express their feelings. This is something I mentioned at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And also, lack of tools, you know, failing to not know how to identify, or express the needs,
mm-hmm.
to indirect communication. So you are seated there, you know, and it's so bad.
Mm.
And I always feel bad when you know of a gentleman,
mm-hmm.
that's going through something, but they have the fear of speaking up,
mm.
you know. And they just decide to break in silence. They just feel like, I'll come overcome it. But sometimes if something is eating you up inside,
mm-hmm.
if you don't speak up, it will be hunting you. It will just be there the whole time until you speak up. Once you speak it out, it's when you feel better.
Mm.
Now, this is also now how it leads to them also committing suicide. Because now it's eating them up so much. And you know when you have something, it's deep down, you want to say it,
mm-hmm.
and it's there, it's provoking you. It's you. Like, you won't be at peace until you speak up.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because you know that you have nowhere else to turn to, you don't know who you can speak to, so you end up looking for how you can end your life.
Mm-hmm.
And like for me, I didn't love speaking up, but I preferred writing. You know, when you write, it for me, I don't know about the listeners and you, but for me, once I write what I'm going through, I feel relieved because I feel like I've spoken to someone, although there's no response, because obviously sometimes it's best to speak to someone so you can get the response to what you're going to share with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So when you write down them, you feel better,
mm-hmm.
because you have spoken out, although you haven't spoken out like you voicely, but you have written it down.
Mm-hmm.
At least it shows them that, at least you have said what you are going through,
mm-hmm.
and you feel relieved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exactly 24 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with the Francinas, and apparently your favorite Francina, the junior Francina, is saying she's your guys' favorite Francina. But anyways, I won't have Jay with that. It's fine. And, we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. We are busy discussing on silent pain. You know, we are going through so much, and we have the fear of sharing, we have a fear of speaking up. So we're gonna tackle with this. We're gonna touch on both genders, male and female, pardon me, in terms of why we suffer and how to overcome this, and the solutions, and also kids in general. So we have so much we're gonna talk about, we're gonna discuss on this. And like I said, if you ain't close by a radio, you can always listen to, you can always tune into our app, Eagle FM app, and you can also go on our website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na, that's www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can tune into our podcast and listen to our live show that's on air right now, and also to catch up yourself with the shows that you have missed for the past days or months or weeks, as long as you know the name of the show and the time, if you remember, then you are good to go, and you can update yourself with whatever you have missed out on. And like I said, we'll also be giving you, the listeners, a chance to come in, to engage with us, to add whatever we have missed out on, or if you feel like you wish to express whatever you feel like it's worth listening, you know, as we are speaking right now, and also you as a listener or as a caller, if you come get a chance to call in, you there's someone out there that's suffering right now in silence, but whatever we're gonna share right now on air, whatever you as a caller is gonna come in and share or give your opinion, will give someone a chance to stop breaking in silence and to speak up and to also find a solution. You are saving a life. You right now, you might find yourself saving a life. We might find ourselves saving someone's life right now today, you know, because I've realized that every like almost every week we are reporting suicides. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly on the gender, the male gender. You know, so we're going to share so much with you. We are going for a musical break. Do stay tuned. Do not leave this frequency. We'll be right back. And we'll be listening to the sounds of I Believe, Linda.
I Believe.
Of course it's Linda, this one is bigger, alongside good boy Zigzag I say. Of course it's Linda, this one is bigger, alongside pictures and what she them up in the day. One leg in the water, another one in the fire, we come. Dangerous combination. A blister.
Oh, I still get you. Oh, I mean, whatever I say. Believe I, the ammo is undated. I still find my way back to you. I'm in that room. You're all alone. Puzzling is over. Amazing, Aurora. To reach a place, the heavens gate. Utalia, born. Umalanen, Kalataga, slow motion. Dali, for you. Far my way back to. Oh, I still get you. Oh, I mean, whatever I say. Believe I, the ammo is undefeated. I still find my way back to I'm in that.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls.
I'm not afraid to die.
All right. That was the sounds of Rachel Platten. That's her fight song, apparently. People are writing their fight songs, and it's exactly 30 minutes past 9. And if you just tuned in now, you're listening to the Social Times with the Francinas and your favorite Francina. So today we are discussing about silent pain, silence, pain, or suffering in silence, you know. People are going through a lot, and you can actually join us in the studio, give your views and opinion, correct us where we are wrong, or add on what you are discussing about. You can call on the studio on 0832888401. That's 0832888401. And we are suffering. People are going through a lot out there, and they just don't know how to open up, because you can't really trust anyone. Trust is the number one thing.
And what we see that's happening around those close to us, or just in general on social media,
yeah,
would make one not to speak up or speak out because of what they see. They'll be like, I'll be the next one that's being used as a meme, or the joke of the day, or the joke of the week. So it is discouraging most of the people to speak up or to share what they have or what they are going through. And we're busy focusing on why men suffer in silence.
Yeah,
and like I said, we will be focusing on all the genders, including the kids themselves and all that.
Yeah.
And obviously, yes, the gender boys and girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's so many things we have to discuss on this. And we spoke about the cultural conditioning whereby I say that when you know, men are taught from youth that emotions equal to weakness. So if you end up sharing your emotions, it shows that you are weak.
Yeah.
You know. So because now you fear of the men, fear of being seen that they are weak, they end up not speaking up. And you know, when you are going through something and you're there breaking down in silence, mm-hmm. you end up trying by all means to do whatever it is to feel better. Mm-hmm. So there's some, most of them, their solution is committing suicide. And like I said, the gender that's stopping in when it comes to committing suicide in this country is men. You know,
yeah.
And although the most they commit suicide leaving notes, obviously yes, we are doing the guessing game of to why they did this, but only the ones that are close to them that maybe can tell that why maybe the person has done this A, B, and C, and D. Sometimes they are going through financial problems. You know, as men, they are put, like, they are the center of, like, everything. We sometimes consider men as, you know, whatever that needs to be done, this gentleman, he has a family of his own. And then, or maybe if he's not married, he has now the baby mama and the child. And then he has the relatives, I mean, the siblings. And then he has the parents. So everyone is pulling from their side. Mm-hmm. So when you are trying to explain the side that, no, I'm really not going well through financial, so I'll just try this, or I'll just do this, or can you hold on, and all that. So now, as you give a negative response when they ask for financial assistance from you, they start saying words towards you and all that. And then you end up being like, ah, there's no point, I'm useless, and I'm not being helpful, and what's the point of me living? Let me give them space or peace. It's best if I leave this world. It's the only solution to it, because as much as they are trying to help, you know, as much as he's trying to help the family, his own family that he has started and the family that he has left, it's a struggle, you know, because everyone is pulling. He has the siblings, he has the kids, he has the wife, he has the parents, he has the grandparents. So they go through so much, you know, and also the thing of, yeah, what are you doing? Other men are doing this. What are you doing? What have you done so far? People of your age have done A, B, and C. Now you think of and then you think of how far you have come with whatever job that you are doing, and you be like, it's pointless, man. Mm-hmm. Me being alive, because I feel like I'm a failure to my parents, I'm a failure to my wife or to my kids, or I'm a failure to my girlfriend, or I'm a failure to my siblings. There's no point of, I have come a long way, but what have I done? And you know, we are not having the same destinies. We are not all the same. Mm-hmm. You know, you find a certain a gentleman, he has so many things that he needs to fix in order for him to start from himself. You know, your gender, you're looking at your peers, they already have cars, they own their own house and all that, but you still have to be busy helping from home. You know, as long as you know that your money is going is doing something worth it, it's building something. You know, because now you're busy building your parents' home, trying to pay back what they have done for you to be where you are today. Because we all make our own decisions. You know, there'll be some like, okay, right now I got a job, I earn something better, so I need to help my parents. Because maybe you've realized that if I try to do this for myself and not for my parents, it won't work. So let me start with my parents. For me, I can. As long as I'm renting for now, let me try to build something better for them. And then once I'm done with them, I focus on myself. And then some, they just start to buying their cars and everything. We are not all the same, you know. And now this is now where it also comes where they are pressured, you know. It's now also more of like peer pressure. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you are failing. You feel like you are pointless. You are useless. And now adding to what those around you are, the words they have said. And you know, sometimes as women, when we need financial help, if you have a child with this person, or you are the girlfriend or wife, and we end up saying because you need assistance, and you end up saying something bad because of you seeing your other friends the way they are being treated by their baby daddies or by their boyfriends or by their husbands, because you see yours is failing. You start saying all sorts of words to him because of what comparing your relationship with other relationships. And you don't know what this gentleman is going through. Sometimes you can be with your partner, but he's failing to speak up what he's going through, you know, because he doesn't want to show to the girlfriend or the wife that he's weak.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, once you open up sometimes, like, okay, maybe for a wife and husband, it's something different. But let me say for a girlfriend, you try to open up, and once you now open up, this girlfriend can be using that as against you. Comes another week or so, you like, yeah, that's why you are weak. You can't even do this and this. It's because of that. You know, and now this will make someone to go think about it and be like, ah, it's pointless, man. Let me just end it here. It's fine. Maybe they'll feel better because you feel like you're a burden towards them and all that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. And the other thing is also past experience of not being heard. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Somebody tried expressing themselves in the past, but they were not heard or they were not taken seriously. Mm-hmm. Now, this time around, when they are going through something, they will not want to talk about it because they were not heard in the past. And nobody was willing to hear them, because sometimes there are those people that will be like, if you go to them, they'll be like, oh, I know you are the only one that has problems.
Mm.
Or that is too simple. You think
we are all going through a lot.
You think that your problem is bigger than all of us or what?
And the thing of comparing your problems to the other person, it also makes one that like, oh. You know, there will be some like, you're not the one who has problems.
Mm.
Yes, but your problem might be smaller than mine.
Mm.
Or your problem, it might be smaller and mine is bigger. And I may be going through something that's very big.
Mm.
And yours is just something simple that can just, it's just a problem, just a simple problem that can be solved within days. And this one, it requires, it can be a matter of life and death. It can be it can be something that will cause a person to lose their job or find themselves on the streets,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it depends on what type of problem they have. So that's why don't say I also have my own problems, you know. Try to listen to this person,
yeah.
Because you know when you hear this person's problem, you might be the solution to this person's problem,
yeah.
And this person also might be the solution to my problem. So don't judge because of me now to tell Francina my problems, what will she do? Because you are looking at where the person stands. The words can help.
Mm.
Even though it's not financially that I'm helping you, but whatever you share with me, whatever we exchange, whatever words I'll say after you have shared with me what you have told me, it can heal you.
Yeah.
It can help you find a solution and all that. So there's just so many things one can do, and also that, and also one another thing is that behavioral changes. You know, sometimes you find yourself overworking, social withdrawal, and you know, excessive hobbies, substance use. You start now taking the alcohol and the drugs, or even drugs, because of what you are going through.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like when you take all this, it will be a solution to your problems. When you wake up in the morning, you still find your problem waiting for you there. And you and now you because you are there busy baking in silence, you go now penny now, you feel like you are sharing your problem with the alcohol or with the drugs, you feel like you are telling them your problems. So you drink it like you feel like you are drinking it away, you are smoking it away and all that. But then tomorrow when you wake up, it will still be there. It hasn't gone anywhere. Now you spend all the money in the alcohol or in the drugs, and then after that you feel like you are finding a solution. At the end of the day, you've just multiplied your silence, your problem, because now you are going through the certain problem, and now you decide that no, if I take the alcohol and if I take the drugs or the smoking to be a solution, now you find yourself you are in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Now it has added to your problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and another thing is that, you know, sometimes the person just have a hope that it will pass. If I don't tell anyone, I'll just go through
overcome it.
I'll just overcome it. Mm-hmm. It will just pass. Everyone has problems and it will pass. But that's not the case. Sometimes some problems requires for you to speak up. But then the people that judge us are the problem. Now the thing of social media that came, sometimes you are just telling the person your problem, and then boom, and again the person was recording you the whole time, and then you'll just find yourself on those groups or TikTok, the TikTok that came now. And it's really discouraging to the people that have problems. Like you said, when you see another person's problem being shared online, mm-hmm. and it becomes a meme. You tomorrow when you are having a problem, you feel like, no, I cannot trust anyone. You can love them all, but trust no one. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Sometimes us people, we are the enemies of our families and friends, mm-hmm. because and society can also be the problem,
mm-hmm.
and you know when you, let me say I have a problem and then I come to you help, let me say it was a financial problem,
mm-hmm.
and then I come to you and I tell you, tomorrow when I make it out, you wanna tell the whole world that it's because of me that she is where she is today, because this other time she came to me, I borrowed her this amount of money, now she's not seeing me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, do you actually help people because you wanna be helped in the future, or you just help people because you need to help? It's important for you to help people because tomorrow you're gonna need help.
Definitely,
also.
You also need the help. No matter how perfect your life is, where you stand in life, you have your own, you have everything. No matter what, you always have to need, you
exactly.
need something, and you need it from someone. Mm. So no matter how rich you are, no matter where you stand in your wealth and all that, we need each other. Mm. We need help from one another. It doesn't mean because you have all the wealth and this person that you know of has nothing, can't help you. You can find your car broken down. This person can be the one to help you to fix your car.
Mm-hmm.
Although they are unemployed and all that, they can help you.
Yeah. And another thing is that as women also, when we are in a relationship, in marriages, we don't get time to sit with our spouse. And actually, sometimes you can see that my husband or my boyfriend is going through a lot, but because you feel like, no,
you can see the signs but you are trying to be like,
yeah, like
find,
I don't,
to ask, like, is everything fine?
You're just like, I don't care.
Mm.
But sometimes a person wants to talk to you, but when the person talks to you, you add fuel to the fire. And then you'll be like, my hair is not done. But this person, sometimes they even go extra miles to provide for you, to make sure your happiness is his happiness.
And you don't know how is this person financially stable.
Mm.
Are they financially stable?
Exactly.
This person can be trying by all means. And you know, sometimes they have plans. Mm-hmm. Men always have plans of, he wants, he's busy having, planning a farm there, planning this and this and that. Now you as a woman, you are there in demand too much. As a man, you are failing to even get my hair done. Just a simple $500. The person that tried to give you $300, what will the $300 do for me? This is just like for my hair, not including the
braids
No, like the servers and all that. You see, now this makes one to be like, and we start saying all sorts of words to the person. Like, what kind of men are you? Other men, you know, this will make, if this person is someone that has a heart, I think there's a flu on the way, or I don't know, maybe they are attacking you already. But anyways, so as you are, you are planning, you are doing all sorts of this, they take you as, the person looks you down. And this person now will think of, you can end up leaving the person because of what the person has said, but it's always good to hear them out. Because you, instead of you sitting down and like, is everything fine? You are there, you are what, I just don't know what got into you. You are saying all sorts of awful words to the person. And you know, another thing, leaving now the side of men breaking down in silence and all that, family is also one of the things where you find that we find ourselves breaking in silence. Because you open up of what you are going through. Just when you are done, just when they put down the phone, that auntie or uncle is picking up the phone. Hey, my dear. Whose child or who just called me now? Apparently the marriage is not going well. And we family, we always just, you know, we are there for each, family is to be there for each other. But you find some family members, they are happy because of one of the family member is falling down or falling apart. You start speaking, the marriage is not going well. The husband is doing this, or the wife is doing, I told him already, I wasn't married that person. I told him already, you know, start judging already. But the person came to you not to be judged, but to hear your opinion on what's the solution. If I'm going through that, apparently, Mike is being beaten in his marriage. I call the parents, like, no, I'm going through this. This is what's happening. I've tried, but my wife is emotionally abusing me and physically sometimes. And I've tried distancing myself, but he's still hitting me and all that. And I fear to go to the station. So I need your help here. Because you trust your family. If you tell them, at least maybe they'll try to sit down with this wife and speak to this wife. If she's failing to change, then maybe you can take it to the next level. Now, after when you've spoken or expressed what you're going through, just when you've dropped the phone, you're calling the other sibling of yours. Did you hear? Mike is being abused. I told him already, I don't trust that lady. I told him already, you're already judging. And someone that loves this Mike so much, will end up telling that you should, or he'll end up hearing it from the neighbors, because this one will also share it with the neighbors. And then he'll hear it, I heard you are there being abused by your wife. You see now. Now he feels all embarrassed because the wife will also hear it, and it might make things worse. This now make things worse, whereby the wife will get more angry and start now even abusing him more emotionally and start even touching him. And at the end of the day, because now this man gets tired, he ends up beating the lady or shooting or killing her. But because it's what has happened, it's what has the family has caused. Or sometimes he ends up hanging himself because he's scared to walk out there because people now know that he's being abused by the wife. And as he's walking there, people are like, so what does it make? What does it cause? It causes now this person to end up going to commit suicide. Like, what's the point? People know what I'm going through in my marriage. As I'll be walking, everyone knows that I'm suffering. As a man of the house, you know, you are being locked outside by saying the gate is locked. He has to see where he's going to sleep. Then tomorrow, as you as a wife now, in the morning, where did you sleep? But the person came home out at around 7, you locked the gate. I called, you are not responding, you are just quiet, you are ignoring my calls.
Mm.
You decided not to open. So I said, we'll see where I can get shelter to sleep for the night. Mm. When I come in the morning, you were busy cheating, where were you? But you as a wife, you failed to see that what you are doing sometimes is wrong.
Mm.
Sometimes he's busy running some other business. And him trying to show you or tell you that he's running some other business, you feel like he's busy with other women. Now you end up like mistreating him, and the friends you also have, they poison our minds like, don't let him do this and this. Make sure you have rules. As a woman, you're the one now, like, acting like the head of the house.
Mm.
By 7, you should be home. Meaning, you can come home at 8, at 9, but he can't come home at 8 or 9. You know? And all that. So, all this now, as family, he thinks of it, he's like, the only way is to end my life. Because now everyone knows my whole secret, and even if I go home to the village, as I walk there, they know already what's happening in my life. So it's best. And even this now also where you find some family members, some neighbor, the society, disrespecting this person because they're like, as if he had dewa kongulukanzi wai. As if he had ningwashik. Even if they come to you, they ask for help, and you're like, no, I don't have one. It's fine, man. You are even there suffering and what, you know, all those things. So it will make one what? To commit suicide. Because of all this and all that. It's exactly 58 minutes past the hour of 9. We have exactly 2 minutes to the hour of 10. You can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have today. It's the silent pain. You know, we are all going through a lot, and we want to now, you know, engage on what causes all this for us to let ourselves to be suffering in pain, and what are the solutions, what are the ways we can find to avoid all this, because we are really suffering so much pain. And like I said, if you are not by a radio, you can go and listen to our Eagle FM app, whereby you can go to the Play Store and download the app, or you can go on our website on that's www.eaglefm.com.na. That's www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can tune in to listen to what we have for you today, and also catch up yourself with the shows that you have missed for the past days, months, and weeks, as long as you know the name of the show, the date, and then you are good to go. So we are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency. We'll be listening to the sounds of Bushe.
Robin
Scrooge. Okay, Robin, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes, do stay tuned.
So we both get drunk and talk all night, pour out our hearts, try to make it right. There's no fairy tale, no lullaby, but we get by. Cause the sun will shine tomorrow, it will be alright. And I know we're far from perfect, but at least we try. Through every battle, every hard time.
I'm going on during this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I'd tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. Tonight fall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
believe that love could bind me like an arrow through the heart. I never believed in miracles or building castles in the air. Not until that day I found you, turned around and you were there. From the day you came, you gave me a whole new point of view. I've been touched by an angel. It's impossible but true. Sometimes I wish I could. I never believed that golden slippers could ever find the perfect bud. I never believed in magic or that wishes could come true. But your very first kiss changed all this. Something only you could do. Show me there's a pot of gold that every rainbow's in. I believe in you, baby, 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 baby. I swear that forever from today, no one will ever take your place.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. People said that I should stop calling them beautiful. Come, I should be saying beautiful and handsome listeners. Yeah, it's exactly for 14 minutes past 10, and you are listening to Social Times with the Francinas, and we are discussing, we are talking about what,
silent pain.
Yeah, silent pain or suffering in silence. Why do people choose to suffer in silence rather than opening up? Né? We already talked about men. Now let's focus on women. Né?
Ladies.
Somebody will say women do not suffer. Women also, yeah. Why would women suffer if they only, all they do is demand and ask? All they do is do their nails and their hair. What are they suffering for? But there are people, there are women that are actually going through, even me, myself, and I am going through a lot.
everyone is going through a lot. Like, yeah. like everyone is going through a lot. Eagle FM, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Francina.
Yes. Good morning, Uncle Buana.
Fine, thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Uncle Buana. How are you?
We thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we are suffering in silence, yeah, it's like that. That the France this morning was, I don't know, maybe it's a recorded thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was giving an example of his father,
mm-hmm.
how his burden were actually raised upon his father.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's for taking care of the children or the niece or nephews, all those.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was saying that every time my father has to be, you know, that kind of, not really a suffering, so to say,
mm-hmm.
even though you are helping the people. But it's something that was very painful as well. And I have read a lot of surveys, reports,
mm-hmm.
where they are talking about men suffering in silence.
Yes.
And also suffering because of the pressure that they are getting from, you know, from their counterparts, women counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very happening. So even if you are in love with somebody, that person, like you gave an example of, no, this 500 is not going to be enough
mm-hmm.
for my hair and for this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are really trapped into some kind of prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I read at one point, I was reading an article released by WAD.
Mm-hmm.
No, women and development, something like what?
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying, and in fact, they conducted a survey
mm-hmm.
into our correctional services.
Mm-hmm.
And the men whom they conducted there, they are saying,
mm-hmm.
yes, I'm here because I just had to steal.
Mm-hmm.
And the stealing is because my woman.
Mm-hmm.
was just all the time saying,
demanding.
I'm just a man of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it only, are you just a man of bed?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just a man, you know, all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are saying, no, yes, it's because I just had to steal so that I could provide something for them. And all these kind of pressures can actually
can lead you into doing something illegal.
And even those who are in their family, marriage or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they still do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, maybe the issue that is also added that men don't cry.
Mm.
If you cry, you are like a fool.
Like
a coward, not a fool, maybe a coward.
Mm-hmm.
And the issues of that nature.
Mm.
And then, even when you are in love with a woman who is not perhaps the most sensitive,
mm-hmm.
or maybe to emotional issues,
yes,
so cry there. As you tell you, I've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
You are crying like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
You are like a coward.
You are weak.
And then to even walk away. So a person of that caliber, I don't think that person will take you anywhere.
Definitely.
Instead of even comforting you, Because when you are crying, you are actually releasing that pain.
Yes.
And then you are also sharing it.
And yes, and obviously you want to be consoled now because of this that's happening to you.
Exactly. But this person is the one who is saying that, why are you crying? Yeah, you know, all this kind of thing. It's an indication that you will not go out far from with that woman in terms of love.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise she will kill you more.
Definitely.
That particular, whether it's a man or a woman, that person will kill you more. Because mm-hmm. for women, it's no, the thing is normal. When you are crying, yeah, you know, women always release those kind of things. They comfort mm-hmm. themselves and mm-hmm. things like that. But for a man, I think you are going to, you cry in the presence of that particular woman.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to die more, and she's discouraging you not to cry. Yeah, you are a coward. You are mm-hmm. what? Why are you crying now?
Yes.
Mm. And then even if she might be the one who, of course, that's the kind of pain,
mm.
instead of comforting you, babbling you, I just believe that, I'm just thinking that if you go ahead with that particular woman, you're going to die early.
Yes. You're definitely going to die early.
You are going to die early. Otherwise, even your programs will be disrupted, and you might even have some thought of committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel there's no way. Because if you have this person who is closer to you,
mm-hmm.
who can really share your pain,
mm-hmm.
share your joy with, and mm-hmm. they are at the point of now having pain, and the person is now telling you that way, I just don't see a way out for you to really have that kind of peaceful coexistence
mm-hmm.
in that particular relationship. So I just feel that maybe men, we just need to encourage them, let them cry.
Mm.
Even those young boys and children, when yes. they are crying, please encourage them. Say yes, of course, you can say yes, please, it's now good, fine, eh? Don't cry again. Mm. Eh? Everything is fine and things like that. But instead of saying, hey, why are you crying now? Eh?
As a boy, crying. You are a grown up.
You understand? Yeah, you see those kind of things.
Mm.
I think we are creating more monsters.
And you know, there will be some adults that will be like, you are embarrassing us as big as you are.
Mm.
You are crying, or as big as you are.
At your age.
Yes.
As a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like people like me, né?
Mm.
Even if I offend somebody,
mm-hmm.
and I realize this person is actually, the person is losing his peace or her peace mm-hmm. just because of my behavior,
mm-hmm.
I feel guilty.
Yes.
And sometimes I feel like I do cry as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of that person whom I have offended and
yes.
is passing through these things,
mm-hmm.
I feel guilty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel at peace
mm-hmm.
until that person really has returned or regained her
mm-hmm.
peace or his peace.
Mm-hmm.
So these are issues of that nature that we really need to encourage men and others. Not to cry, to release those pain.
Mm.
And they also, another way, you see, many a times, when people have you seen on those events like trade fair and things like
yes.
that,
mm-hmm.
men are working with their children,
mm-hmm.
girls are being bought with these nice things,
mm-hmm.
but the boys are being, they buy guns, what, you know, guns, you know, this copy first,
mm-hmm.
for the boys.
The toys and the dolls.
Mm-hmm. We are socializing our children in this manner, and these things is going to cause more problems.
Mm.
You see that the gun is just a simple thing that you can use. Now, when they grow, they have that tendency
of buying one
to other people.
Mm.
So I just feel that please, we need to create more socialization
mm-hmm.
and encouraging more men to cry and the boys to cry
and to be open up.
To open up.
Mm.
So thank you very much, my people.
All right, thank you very much, Uncle Bwana. Have a wonderful weekend.
Good thing to you.
All right. All right. You can call us in Sudan 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have today for you. And we'll engaging on silent pain, breaking in silence, men breaking in silence. And now we are shifting to women breaking in silence, and then also the kids themselves in general. Because also kids, they also break in silence. But as parents, we are ignorant. As much as the child is trying to show you that they are going through this, and you as a parent, you're not really focusing on what's happening, you end up losing this child, you know, because of what they are going through.
Yeah.
And this also comes in hand with exams. You know, results are recently out and all that. But obviously, we're going to go back to women and then, yeah, we're going to talk more about also kids.
Kids, yeah. Because why do women choose to suffer in silence or endure the pain in silence rather than communicating?
You know, there's some that say, as a woman, you suffer in silence. You know, we are there to suffer. apparently, as a woman, we are strong. You know, we go through much. We don't show it, but we are going through much. But we don't consider these things of hurting ourselves. But we are more of, you think of what's pushing you. What's gonna give you the strength. Mm-hmm. To be strong, although you are breaking in silence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a woman, you go in the room, you cry out, and yeah, but we are not the same.
The day must go on.
Yes, the day must go on. Ooh. That's why if you compare our silence and men's silence, as a woman, it would be fine to speak up because we are so much respected.
Are we? In terms of what?
Our emotions, like in terms of someone with is close to you, like let me just say, in terms of like, right now, if you call someone that you trust,
mm-hmm.
or if you just speak up right now, you go on social media and speak up, you will get help very fast.
Mm.
Although there will be judgments, but if a gentleman goes right now live, there will be some judging, there will be some that will have sympathy, but maybe. Let me say 60, 40, 50, 40, I don't know how many percent I should give.
Mm.
But women, definitely 80%, they will get their attention to whatever they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
But for men, if you go in the comments, the judgment will be there.
Mm-hmm. So another thing why women choose to just suffer or enjoy pain in silence is the fear of not being believed, you know.
Mm.
You know, as women, we are believed to be so dramatic, to the point where people won't believe us even if we tell them something. Because, you know, sometimes, let me say you go to the police, you report something, and maybe you go there more than five times.
You're being abused and all that.
You go there more than five times, and then you'll end up being dramatic because what do you mean every time we are going... They'll ask you, why are you still with this person?
And another thing is that, when you are going through something, and then you'll be asked, you'll be asked the question of, are you the only one going through this, or why are you going back there?
No, they always ask the question. If it's abuse, you are reporting the abuse. Apparently abusive. Abuse. Mm-hmm. They will always ask you this question. Why are you still with this specific person? Why can't you just move on? As if it's easy for you just to move on from this person.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the people are just going to be like, even if you listen to her, she'll still come back.
And even if you distance yourself from the person that's abusing you, they can still look for you.
Yeah.
And as much as you keep on going to report, they'll only take it serious once when there's a dead body.
Mm.
It's when the seriousness is now coming in and all that.
Yeah.
So, the
other thing is that, you know, when a woman is in an abusive relationship or is suffering, we always have the belief, even if you want to move on, we have this thing of where you are moving is even going to be worse, you know. What is the point of moving on if everybody is just like that? You know, we have this belief, all men are the same.
The thing of, apparently the relationship that you're trying to live right now, you find one that's more worse than the one you are in right now.
Yeah.
You see? But obviously, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You end up finding someone that's very perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you try to explain to your friends and your family members that, no, guys, I'm being abused and all that. And you know, the other thing, it's also now these cultural norms and all that. You go home, you come home because you were beaten by your husband. You yes. tell them, what are you doing? And no, my husband, go back to your husband. What are you doing? You're embarrassing us. Go back to your husband.
And parents are always like, you have a house. Mm. You have cows and mm-hmm. goats. Ne? You have a car.
Some family will just consider mm-hmm. of if you go. They're forcing you to go back because they think of if you leave now, you will suffer. We will starve because you know that this man is wealthy and all that.
Yeah.
Now you instead of taking your daughter's pain, you are thinking of the suffering you guys will go through. But don't you have a fear of losing your daughter?
Mm. Apparently. So to adengwa nare munye
mm. You'll be sent back. Your parent will even be the one to take you back, or the elder will be the one to even take you back herself. And you'll be like, don't let her slip out of your hands. Make sure you. And now you are giving the man the what to be more control on this lady. Yeah. You are giving him more approval to do whatever he wants. Now this lady is there dying in silence. As much as she's trying to now avoid this, she tries to go somewhere. She comes back home. She's being beaten up. Because now this man fears that she's going to speak up or whatever and all that. Now, all this will make it like there's no point. Let me just go commit suicide. Let me just end this.
Let me just start drinking alcohol. What is the mm-hmm. point? And it's very, if it's the right term, shameful to see a fellow woman drinking alcohol because they are unable to speak up, because they are going through people mm. or something, and because they are scared for society to judge them.
Then when you explain what he did to you, you are running back home because he almost slapped you,
mm.
or because he took a gun. That's why you're trying to run away. We have been in 45 years marriage right now, mm. and we are still standing. We are still fine. Who are you? Go back. You are embarrassing us. You are embarrassing the family.
The family. Hmm? You are
tormenting. But then now, if you say that, no, I'm not going to tolerate such nonsense. I don't care about my family is going to say. I'm leaving this marriage. Mm. They'll even start disconnecting themselves from you.
Exactly.
Like, you embarrassed us. They even start comparing. Look at who in her marriage. Hmm? Who said she's, obviously she's also going through this. Who said she's not going through this?
Mm.
But she's just there. She's being strong. She's trying to be strong. Hmm? But you don't know what Maria's relationship going. Maybe the husband is a good husband, but you think you are trying to use the back then things like of to, that's how many is other the many more ships to shovel, but they are still standing there. How special are you? Go back. You're just there for a year in the marriage and you're complaining. Other people have been there for 5 years and this has happened, but she's still the husband.
Some husbands do learn from their mistake. They're like, I will never hit a woman. Mm-hmm. And then there comes that specific husband that will be like, I am the head of the house. I will beat. You should have a black eye. And then when you go back to your parents, they are telling you things that were happening when dinosaurs existing. Now me, I should have mountain on my face because what? Your
night. Once there's a body, a corpse. Once there's a corpse, mm. that's when yeah. I don't know. Oh, they will take it serious, or that's when
when you
consider material, materials there more than your own daughter.
When you are materialistic,
mm-hmm.
you lose your daughter. No, like me, you slap me. I'm going. I'm running.
It's exactly 33 minutes past the hour of 10 and you're listening to Social Times with the Francinas, and one of your favorite Francinas apparently on air, that's now the Junior Francina.
Yes, that is I.
And
yes,
we are talking about silent pain.
Suffering in silence.
Suffering in silence. Now, we are going through a lot, guys. Mm, we are going, especially now, even this month. Not about.
I feel like we are talking
about in general, but also speaking about this month. People are suffering. We are suffering.
And the thing is that, the people that I've never seen eating cabbage now, never in my life I'm seeing them eating cabbage.
Mm.
It's tough out there. Hearing
faculty.
Is
we are going through a
we
lot.
We are going through a lot. And it's like we have been in January.
Psychologically, we are going through a lot.
The January is just not
even finishing. Even the part of the part of job hunting also. It's also, you know, making one suffer in silence because, you know, you need transport to go for interviews, but then you need money, and you don't know how you're gonna go about it. So you are busy doing your things out there just to get that money. And now, you know, there's some that have did such things, and now the results of what they have done has come out negatively, and now it's haunting them, and now they have the fear of sharing it because they decided to do that because they need financial help. They need money to help themselves for transport, to go to the interviews and all that. You know how costly it is, you know, traveling from one town to another, and some towns are far from each other, and you find yourself spending even around 4,000 in a month because you are busy traveling here and there for interviews and looking for places to sleep and all that. So we have done, we do have done so many things to be where we are, but now there's some things that are haunting us because of what we did, and you don't know who you can speak to so you can get that help and all that. So you can call us at student 0832888401. That's 0832888401. Share with us your views and opinion. Engage with us. Share your opinion. What ways can we overcome this silence in breaking in silence? But yeah, we're done discussing on the side of women, so we shift to the kids, or we still have more to touch on?
We still have more, because what do you mean women were born to suffer?
To suffer.
Those are the things of the when dinosaurs used to exist. Women were allowed to suffer. But today, women must be heard, and they cannot be suffering alone in silence. You will find a woman, that woman is trying by all means, to provide, to make sure that the kids are provided for. They are sleeping on an empty stomach just because they want to fulfill the kids' everything. Now me, I'm like, yeah, and no, because imagine, you are going to somebody as a woman telling them, no, this is what is happening in my life, and they will tell you, it is what it is, life, that is how it is supposed to be. What do you mean?
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. That is life, such as life. But sometimes just, no, a woman, also a man. Now we talked about men needs to be heard. Women also need to be heard. As a man, you must also go to your significant other and ask, baby, oh my love, my wife, are you okay? Is something bothering you? Don't just because, yes, she needs to cook, clean, and everything must be on her as long as you are providing. Women are also going through something. And Valentine's is coming. So that is a pressure on a woman, because what do you mean? I'm joking. Apparently, we already started. Come on, we are saying Valentine.
Anyways,
let me stop boring you and give you a quick musical break so I get you in the mood, and we'll be right back.
Born to suffer from
men. Oh.
Huh? I'm like, born to suffer from
it's a song.
Yes.
Okay, born Lucky Dube.
Yes.
Born to suffer. Okay, listen to Lucky Dube, Born to Suffer. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
that trees that we right. We're gonna have a brighter future if they treat them wrong. We're gonna have peace in the world if they grow up in all the forest. Who's gonna tell them this is right? If they grow up in all the forest, who's gonna tell them this is wrong? If your mother doesn't keep you, you gotta watch out, my girl. If your mother doesn't care for you, watch your cohesion. It's gonna take you in any parental care, in any spiritual care. If they're going on around the party, we're gonna tell them this is right. Just can't do it. Caught your fire. I said my father was a farmer every day. He gone plowing money, plow, callaloo. He plow, come chop. Father was a farmer every day. He gone plowing money, plow, well, I know what he plow, plow, chop, kiss, kiss, kiss. I said, my father was a farmer every day. He gone plowing money, plow, well, I know what he plow.
Goeie nuus, Embed nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Embed te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker, by 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me, 'cause only those I really love will ever be.
sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. I only see my goals. I don't believe in failure, 'cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old. Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
All right, welcome back, my beautiful and handsome listeners. We only have 8 minutes to go and time can fly, eh?
To hand over the mic to the big mic in the Ondangwa studio.
The big mic. So now we are closing off now to the kids, eh, with the kids suffering in silence. Because, yeah, people will be like, kids, why would the kid be suffering if they are dependent on people? Mm. What problem does he or she has? You are just a kid. You can't be suffering. You are just being dramatic or something. But kids can also go through a lot because we live in a world that is so wicked.
And you know, kids are everywhere. Mm-hmm. The school, in the streets. So something can be said or done that can make them keep some things to themselves.
Mm.
And sometimes because they have been trying to share, to speak out what they are going through, but parents are not there. They hardly have time to sit down with their kids.
Yeah.
And this can also lead to a child ending up taking their own life because they are trying to speak up, but they think the parents are not noticing it because they are too busy to notice it. You know, like recently we have just lost two lives of two young kids. That was last week, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So they are also going through a lot.
Mm.
But as parents, you feel like, a kid, what are you going through now?
Yeah.
Hmm? But they can go through, they are going through a lot at school. They are being bullied. Maybe in terms of academics, they are trying, but they feel like they are unable to do it. They feel like giving up because they feel like the way they are being taught or what they are learning, it's hard for them and they need extra classes. But sometimes they just need extra classes to be assisted, you know, to make them understand more on what they are being taught at school. But now they're failing, also they failed the grade, and now they have the fear of being scolded at their parents, so that sometimes they cook up some lies, and you know, also some parents, now the child has failed and all that, you are now saying all sorts of words. The child, it's for you, it's just to go to school and eat the lunchbox. You are a waste of money, you are saying all sorts of words to a child that can make a child think, you know, it's about true. This and all that.
And Bushane, the thing is that our words, the things that we actually say to our kids, ne, some words are too hurtful, and the kid will grow up believing that if you say the kid, you are just
that's
stupid.
That's who they are.
They'll believe stupid. That, yes, I am stupid. Everybody sees me as
even
stupid.
Even if they are, you know, as a child, you are busy trying to find out who you really are, what you are really good at. Now, as they are in the process of trying to find out who they really are, now you come out there with your awful words, with your bad words towards the child, and now they end up giving up on what they're trying to do.
Exactly.
And yes, and now even if they are going through something or they are struggling to understand a certain topic in class and all that, they even if they want to ask, they have the fear of being laughed at.
Yeah.
Because now you feel like if I speak, they will laugh at me. Now you try to not do it privately. And also sometimes you find some teachers now also saying some awful words to a child. And now even when they're in class and the child doesn't understand, they want to ask because they don't understand. But now they are scared of the teacher will embarrass him or her in class because of the way they are asking. You know, sometimes they'll be like, pay attention. Some kids are going through a lot at home. They see what's happening at home. They see their parents arguing. They see their parents fighting, and so much trauma. Now, when they come to school, they hardly even sleep because they of what's happening at home. When they come in class, they are sleeping. Now, instead of this teacher to try to find out what's really going on, you will be like, "This is not your room. This is not, you know, you are saying all sorts of things." But instead of, okay, let me wait, and you know, after the class, I'll call this certain child and I ask him or her, "Are you fine? I saw you sleeping in class. Is there anything that's going on?" You know, just to make the child comfortable and to be open up. Now, this child is sleeping in class. You start saying, "This is not your room. If you are sleeping, go outside." You know, saying all sorts of things. Now, you don't know why this child is sleeping in class. Definitely someone sleeping in class doesn't mean they want to.
Yeah, and the
obviously there's a reason why they are sleeping in class.
And the other thing is that us parents also, some parents, not all of them, they tend to make a kid feel like they're a burden. They are suffering because this kid came into this world. Now the kid would be thinking that, so like I was a mistake, or I'm a burden to my parents. Why don't I just end it? It's very shocking when you find, let me say, a 12-year-old committing suicide. But the things that as parents that we say to our kids, can cause a life. Instead of you being an understanding and loving parent, just because your significant other is not cooperating, you tend to make the kid feel like they are worthless, they are a burden to your life, they are a mistake in your life. He or she was not supposed to be here. And as a small child, they'll keep it in at the back of their head and be like, "When I came in this world, I was a mistake. I am burdening my parents, my mother." Especially us mothers, with the
and you even the one. even try to think of, are these really my parents?
Are these really my
parents? Is she really my mother?
You find a parent, this is something I witnessed myself. You find the parents, I was telling a kid, imagine you, it's just a kid, a child for that matter. I was just supposed to abort you. Now the kid will feel the need to be like, if I was already supposed to be aborted, why don't I just leave this world to leave the people with their peace? And the last words is, I'm just going to say, there are people that are actually going through a lot and they just need to be heard. They just need your time. You just need to listen to them, because don't call them a coward just because they came to open up to you. The reason why they are coming to you in the first place is because they trust you and they need something to get off their chest. And women, we must stop. You know, us women, we have this thing. a man is telling you, I am suffering like right now. I'm not financially stable, and you tend to be. We have this thing of like, as a man, why are you not financially stable? Look at other men. You are comparing this person, and this person will feel like, what is the use of me being in this world? Mm. Or let me just tend to drink my alcohol and mind my business. Let's stop judging people's problems. Just because you feel like your problems are bigger than the other person doesn't mean you don't. They must not be heard.
Mm.
And to parents, we must learn to listen to our kids. We must learn to notice and pay attention to our kids so that we avoid this problem. Or imagine a child going through depression just because of your words. Words, you feel like it's just words, but they can actually break a person and they can devastate a person. Sometimes we need to give our time. We must be devoted to other people. And because the person came to you doesn't mean you should go share his problem with other people. Because tomorrow these people won't look at this person the same anymore. Because he told you or she told you their problems and you didn't listen to them. You just went to go spread the rumors, and this person will then to stop trusting people, to stop opening up. And next thing we know, this person is turning to alcohol, drugs, or actually end their lives because they feel like they are not worth it or they are not worth living for. And yeah, that's it. I preach.
Yeah, the motivation was.
Yes, I need to be a motivational speaker.
Anyways, for me, Francina Ngidengwa.
Mm-hmm.
Mambusha has said so much, so I think I'm just gonna maybe say, I don't know, but if I say two or three words, I'll lie to myself because I might also end up saying a whole paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, guys, it's not, the last, whatever solution that you are thinking of or whatever you are thinking of, that's not the way, to overcome whatever you are suffering into. But it's always best to speak up. I know it's not easy because nowadays we speak up, people are judging us, or just after you have spoken, the person, after just you have hanged up, the person is taking the phone to call and starts speaking about you because you have told them what you are going through. And instead of helping one another, we are judging and laughing at the other one. But you know, the other thing is that Mbushene, now I tell you my problem, you call the other person to tell them their problem, to repeat what I've told you, but you forgot that you also, you find yourself in a problem. Although it's not there right now, you find yourself suffering through something, but not now. Even though now you feel like your life is perfect, you go find yourself also suffering, going through something, and then now you are there stuck. Wondering, kucha, where will I go?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, yourself that I am the one who's always, when once I get a call from someone that they are going through this, I pick up my phone and go call someone else and go gossip that, no, my dear friend, now called me, she's going through this.
Yeah.
But now you think of it, so you don't want it to happen to you, but you are doing it towards someone.
Yeah.
So guys, if you are, don't break in silence all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Try to speak to someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from, like I said at the beginning, for me, writing down, it's for me, I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Although yes, you want a response of to what to say,
mm-hmm.
writing to me, I feel better.
Yeah.
You type, or you just, as long as you write down, you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as to the gentleman, like I said also at the beginning, the suicides, mostly the gender is male.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to put up at mind or let social media make you not speak up or feel free to express what you are going through.
Mm-hmm.
Find someone that you trust, someone that you know that this person, if I speak to this person, I know for sure that I'll get a solution. Even if you don't get the solution, once you speak up, it's better.
Yeah.
You know? So, whatever you're going through, guys, killing yourself is not a solution.
Mm.
You know, you are bringing more pain to the ones that love you.
Mm.
You feel like you've brought a solution, but you haven't brought any solution. You have a beautiful future out there waiting for you. There's so many good things waiting out for you there.
Yeah.
And always in life, you always have to face challenges to reach where you want to be.
Yeah.
So think of how far you've come. Think of the time you suffered to be where you are. Mm-hmm. You overcame it. And try to look at the problem that you are facing, the silence that you are facing right now. Is it worse than what you had, or it's better than what you had previously? You overcame so much battles that were even more worse than what you are going through now. So don't let it, all that put you down. And as also ladies, let's not let whatever we are going through make us that, no, I'm a strong woman, I'll just let it slide. No. Or saying that you going to drink and going out will make you feel better. Tomorrow you still find that whatever you are facing, waiting for you there. So the solution is rather sit with someone and speak to someone, talk to someone, write it down, do whatever you think is right or best for you, so you can solve whatever you are going through. And to the kids also, if you find that you thought it's a struggle, we have life skills teachers at school. Try to speak to them. If you know that you still feel like there's no solution, you try to speak to a stranger. Mm-hmm. You just find yourself being helped. Go to any hospital. You get help. Because nowadays we have come across of many suicides, and we know that now life is really hitting hard. So no one will turn away from you like that and all that. So, from me, Francina, it was wonderful, expressing and speaking to you guys about this. And we shall meet again next week, Saturday, same time, same place. And that's, of course, on the Eagle FM, number one talk radio station. We are now handing over the mic to a big mic in Ondangwa. He'll be taking you through Mind Matters until the hour of 1 o'clock. So from us, it's a goodbye. Enjoy your weekend. Take care. Be safe. And don't do what I wouldn't want to do.
Thank you. And men, you are allowed to cry. And it's okay to tell another man that you love them. From me, Francina Pavo, adiós.